like that.
Did you accept?
No. How could I guess what you'd want to do?
Good. Send a message. I accept. What time?
He wasn't specific.
It would slow me down, but I might accomplish something that would save fussing and feuding later. At least I'd learn how much grief I could expect from the state. I'm going to sketch out the camp I want built. We'll send one company plus 500 recruits to start. Pick whoever you think we should get out of the city. That mess outside. How's it going?
Well enough, mistress.
Any volunteers showing?
A few.
And intelligence. Have you gotten anything started?
Lot of people want to tell us things, mostly about foreigners. Nothing really interesting.
Keep at it. Let me do those sketches. After that, I'll make a list to give the Proberin draw. After that, I'll make myself presentable. Around here, somewhere would be my imperial getup that I'd worn last time, and my coach that we had brought down from the north and had left here when we had marched on Goja. Ram, before we went south, I had several men help me make special armor. I need to find them again. I went to work sketching and estimating. The coach was not as impressive with a four-horse team, but people did gawk. I had enough skill to make hooves strike fire and to set a glamour running the coach's exterior. The fire-breathing skull of the company blazed on both doors. The steel-rimmed wheels and pounding hooves rumbled thunderously. I was satisfied. I reached the grove an hour before sunset, entered, looked around. Just like last time, the cream of Taglian society had come out to rubberneck. Ram and a red rummel man named Abda, of Vedna background, were my bodyguards. I did not know Abda. He was with me because Narayan said he was good. They had spruced up. Ram cleaned up nicely when you held a knife to his kidneys. Bathed, hair and beard trimmed, in new clothes, he cut a handsome figure. But Abda did not improve much. He was a shifty-eyed little villain who looked like a villain no matter what. I wished I had brought a goonie bodyguard, too, to make a symbolic statement. You can't think of everything when you're rushed. The Proberin Dra rose as I strode up to him. He smiled. You found me. I was concerned. I wasn't specific about where we'd meet. It seemed logical I'd find you where we met before. He eyed Ram and Abda. He had come alone. A measure of his confidence in his people's reverence? Misplaced confidence, maybe.
Make yourself comfortable, he invited. I've tried to order things I think you'll like.
He glanced at Ram and Abda again, perplexed. He did not know what to do about them. I said, Last time I was here, somebody tried to kill Croker. Forget them. I trust their discretion. I had no idea whether I could trust Abda or not. Didn't seem smart to make a point of it, though. Servitors started with refreshments and appetizers. From the state of the grove, you could not tell Taglios was a nation threatened with extinction.
You look radiant this evening.
I don't feel it. I feel worn out.
You should relax more. Take life easier.
Have the Shadow Masters decided to take a holiday? He sampled something that looked like shrimp. Where had shrimp come from here? Well, the sea was not that far away. Which sparked a germ of an idea. I set it aside for later examination. The prince swallowed, dabbed his lips with a napkin.
You seem determined to make my life difficult.
Oh?
You roar ahead like the whirlwind,